Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, if it's Tuesday night, 8 o'clock in Los Angeles, you're listening to LA Talk Radio. I'm Nick Newmont, and this is Mainstream Metaphysics, where we delve into all kinds of non-traditional things, metaphysics, spirituality, holistic healing. If this is your first time listening, I am a psychic healer, astrologer, hypnotherapist in Agora Hills, and our center is the Newmont Center for Balanced Living. And my co-host for life, not just on the radio, is my lovely wife, Audrey.
Hello.
Tell them a little bit about you. This is your second time back.
I am a hypnotherapist. I'm a spiritual practitioner. I come from a lot of science, and I have a program that I put together for my clients called Tools for Transformation. And pretty soon, my book, Mind Road Trips, is coming out. Yay.
Wonderful. It is the holidays. This is December the 17th. We're right in the middle of the holiday season. And for those who celebrate, Christmas is a week away. Then New Year's is, can you believe it? We have 14 days left in 2019. That's crazy. Where did it go? Since it's the holiday season, we like toys, and Audrey has definitely brought toys to show. Not that kind of toys. So we have a lot of fun stuff to share with you tonight, and want to know, what do the holidays mean to you? You know, I know that, you know, that last week Sheena and I were talking about what the holidays meant. And, you know, for me, I have a good time with it. And she has some bittersweet, sweet moments. Audrey, what do the holidays mean to you?
You know, over the years, it's been so different. You know, I started out the holidays as a kid with my parents. It was just the four of us, my, you know, immediate family. And it was this little silver tinsel tree, and you got a couple of presents, and that was that. Right. And then when I got out of the house, I would have these huge trees in a little tiny apartment. And now we had all of our Christmases. And I got to tell you, for me at this point, it's more about spending time with people and having that joy of just being together and celebrating together. That's my favorite part of the holidays.
Exactly. And you know, recognizing the value, in being with people, you know, this show moves from being therapeutic to advisory to predictive. There's a spiritual component to it. There's obviously a therapeutic component to it.
Couple of therapists on a talk show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll try not to put you to sleep. No, never boring. I look at where we're moving, and, you know, when the show's coming up, like when we do the New Year show, you know, we'll talk about, you know, what I'm seeing for the New Year. You know what? We already have a caller. We're taking live calls tonight. I'm gonna bring this one in.
Bring them on. Let's see what they got to say.
Hello, this is Mainstream Metaphysics.
Yes, Audrey gave me the link. And I'm trying to get on and listen, but I can't seem to get it to connect.
Well, we can hear you.
Did you have any questions you'd like to ask? So if you want to connect, you go on to the internet, to their website, and then you can connect through there. Or you can go into Facebook and look at LA Talk Radio.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No questions.
No questions.
Like that. Just questions on how to get with us. I like
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah, we are on not just LA Talk Radio. We are on Facebook Live, so you're watching. Hello.
Hi.
We are in a festive mood because the holidays are close. And even though our kids are not little kids, they are, you know, teenagers. They act like little kids at times.
Teenagers and young adults.
That's right. And I act like a kid at times because I love Christmas and the holidays. It's funny for me. I have always liked gifts, getting gifts. But in the 20 Christmases we're spending together, Audrey knows how much I like giving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you've definitely been on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm.
But I too. I'm not saying that I do all the gift giving. That is not the case at all. And when it comes to the saying, the spirit of Christmas, I find a lot of spirit in giving because I like to see the smiles on people's faces when they open their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
As that's not necessarily spirituality, but it is spirited.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to see smiles on people's faces. Now, having said that, I'm going to step back into the therapeutic side of what we do. And Audrey and I have put smiles on people's faces, you know, when there aren't smiles on faces. I'm going to put you on the spot, and of course, no names, but think of someone this past year therapeutically that didn't have a smile on their face and you put a smile or smiles on their faces. What would you say your therapeutic success story was in this past year? We didn't rehearse this. I'm like really tossing this.
Are you talking about one client in particular?
Anybody, any of your clients, client. Yes. A particular client.
All right. So, well, we have all of these clients and there's been a few in particular and this, I guess there's like a little group of them, and there's this, you know, people come to us for all these different reasons, and we've had people come to us with anxiety issues, and it's been such a pleasure to watch those people really calm down and be able to own their power to be, you know, calm and to not have this anxiety attack. So that's been one of my favorites. And then another one is people who come in who literally just have not been able to manifest something. Like, for instance, another one of my clients did not have a love of the life, and they now do. And it's like, and it's just such a pleasure to watch somebody's heart expand in love.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is clients that have come in that are angry and have never been able to be past the anger of whatever it is that has happened in their life, and to have that ability to forgive the past and be very present in the moment and be able to move forward with more happiness than anger is I have to say, it's like we're really blessed at what we get to do, because mm-hmm. that is just a gift to watch people expand their consciousness.
Speaking of gift, and I don't know if this has ever happened for you, but I have clients that give sessions with me as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not sure what to give someone, you know, and you know someone that, you know, wants their life to improve, give the gift of Audrey.
I'm a present.
Wrap you up real nice. Only That's I get funny. To unwrap you. Look at Audrey. No. No, it's you know, there a lot of times they say, oh, people are hard to buy for and I don't know what to get them. And, you know, and the funny thing is people do spend a lot of money on things that get open and it's, oh, that's nice. Thanks so much. And they never get used. You know, why not give someone in a advisory or therapeutic capacity as a gift?
I got to tell you, though, sometimes people can get offended by a gift like
yes,
that.
Yes, they can.
So maybe not a gift of what I do, but I have to say, when you were talking earlier about presence and all of that, I think that there's a lot of people that are shifting into giving an experiential gift.
Mm-hmm.
So more than giving a gift of me would be the gift of you in the metaphysical work that you do.
And it happens.
Have that energy sessions, or having a gift of a session with Merlin or your psychic things. You know, giving a gift of therapy, it's almost like, here, you're a little messed up. Go see this chick and she'll fix you. I don't think that's like usually the most appreciated gift.
No, but if, you know, in your workbook, Tools for Transformation, you know, that is quite a gift, because when people follow your program, you know, it works.
It does. It really does. And I'm very grateful to have put that together. Actually, a gift that would be great is for Audrey to get her book done, and you can give that as a gift.
There we go.
There we go.
Even better. So no, so that's your intention for the new year.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
not
it's
a resolution.
It's in process. It's a just about to be out in the world. So you guys keep an eye out for it. Mind Road Trip.
That's cool. It's such a cool title.
It's a game. It's a game format. So it's going to be really neat. So you'll have me on when it comes out, and I'll be able to describe it a little bit more.
Exactly. Audrey really belongs on this show. Every week. She really does, but I know that a lot of times you have your group that you do on Tuesday nights, and it's important that you're with those people that come. And in the new year, we have a lot of things that are coming up,
mm-hmm.
Classes and workshops, and, you know, during the holidays, we sort of take a break. Our students, clients take a little bit of a break. I think you need to, unless something is really off the rails, I think, you know, taking a little mental break is actually a good thing, and spending time, happy time with family and enjoying whatever the holidays mean.
I'm going to say, though, some people aren't taking a break from us, because I have to say I've had quite a few clients lately be in a crisis kind of mode. You know, everybody thinks the holidays are such a fabulous, fun time, and it's like, ooh, the Hallmark Christmas thing, and, you know, the Hanukkah thing, and, you know, all of the Kwanzaa and all of this celebration. And for a lot of people out there, it's actually very challenging. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectation. And there's all this behavior from various sources, various people, whatever. And I'm finding a lot of people in crisis mode. So if that's the case, you know, definitely do the self-care and find the person that makes sense for you to talk with. You know, find the, you know, whatever that source is for you where you can get support during this time. Because as much as it should be very festive and fun, it's also a moment of, you know, challenge.
Here's something fascinating that's not the most up topic to talk about, you know, in a show. We're in the middle of the holidays, but currently we're in the sign of Sagittarius, which is very festive. And Sagittarius rules the ninth house of astrology, which is spirituality and wisdom, things of that nature. But in 4 days, we move into Capricorn. And what's really crazy is that there are more suicides during the time of Capricorn than any other time of the year.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And because the concept of Capricorn, and no offense to any Capricorns who are out there, there's within the energy of Capricorn, there is a heaviness because it's ruled by Saturn. And so there is a level of morbidity, and then also everybody experiences that sort of feeling of letdown post holiday, you know, and we, you know, from Thanksgiving, we ride this train, you know, as we're building and people are decorating and doing all these things. And every store you go into, there's all this hoopla and decorations, and, you know, it's festive. You get caught up if you're out and about, you get caught up in the energy of it. And it is very spirited. And then when it's all done, instead of just going up like the roller coaster gradually goes up, then all of a sudden just the bottom drops out. And all of a sudden and we've talked about this at home, you know, then you take the decorations down and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, what happened? You know,
but next year they're going to be all kinds of motivated again when you tell them what's going to be happening in 2020, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, when we, you know, especially when we do the New Year's Eve show, you know, I'll have a lot to say about 2020 on that show, you know, and I do talk about it a little bit. And with private clients, I talk about the Pluto Saturn conjunction that's coming, and truth is going to get revealed, and whatever truth. Well, let me say it like this. I talk about it on a more global, universal level, but when Pluto and Saturn get together, every individual in terms of ethics, morals, so on and so forth, needs to have their house in order. You know, are you being on the up and up? Are you ethical? Are you moral? Because a lot is going to get exposed, and it's not for me to say exactly what is going to get exposed. I just think that the irony is that we're going into a presidential election year with all the primaries and so on and so forth. And I have to tell you something. As elections have gone on, we've seen more and more mudslinging. We're going to see mudslinging like you've never seen before in the year
Where's
ahead.
Where's the popcorn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So get in front of the TV. Popping popcorn. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
Let's get back to the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We went down that road. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, our place, the Newmont Center in Agoura Hills, you know, we're fortunate because we're not just, you know, therapists, practitioners. You know, when we go back in time, you know, and it's shortly after I met you, we started to carry crystals and jewelry and selling that. And then we developed our aromatherapy product line, which you've had a huge impact on. So before we show Audrey's toys, you know, a few years ago, and Audrey, and I have to tell you something, she is really the creative side. I make those chakra plates, which are very technical and all that, but I don't have that kind of creativity. So Audrey went around to a lot of the local antique stores and found really unique crystal vases, bowls, milk glass, you know.
Oh, all kinds of like antique stuff.
Really cool antique stuff. And she made candles out of them. And of course, because our product is soy, you know, you can melt that right out. It doesn't destroy the container.
Yeah, you just wash it.
And, but then Audrey at that time, and that goes back about 4 years ago, was putting chunks of crystals like amethyst or lapis lazuli down in the bottom. And so when
people have to find them, it's like, what do you get in your special candle?
It's like Cracker Jack with candles and crystals. So, you know, and we tell people, remember, when you clean this out, don't throw away. That's a real antique. And we had people like buy them like crazy, and you gave them to family members for gifts,
yeah,
which were so appreciated.
It was fun.
And milk, creamer and sugar, really cool antiques that you found that 1 year. Anyway, you can see I'm excited about this. So now, instead of the crystals at the bottom, Audrey, and we have all these intention candles, which are part of New Year, if you haven't put that together yet. Audrey is putting the crystals, bits of crystals, on the top of the candles.
So I don't know if you can see it from here, but all these candles are New Year's intention. So intention candles. And I was so excited. We were putting just regular crystals on the holiday candles. Like this is called Cranberry Woods, and we put just crystals on the top of it. And then I was looking at the intention candles, and they're like New Year's intention. And I thought, they're all white. And then I thought, I can put whatever crystal I want on the top of it. So all these candles are like, for what is your intention for the new year? So I want you to think about it. For those of you that are listening, what do you want for 2020? What is that thing that is your goal? What is it like you want for love life? What do you want for your health? Maybe success or abundance, or just simply being happy. Like this one is an amplifier for whatever your intention is. There's one that's got citrine on it. This is for intention for more abundance. This one has rose quartz on it, so it's for more love, or maybe just being more calm. Amethyst for spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, what's this one?
That's hematite. That's for grounding.
And this one?
That's pyrite. That's mental clarity.
I think this one looks really cool. It's got a good sparkle to it. And finally,
we have jasper, which is very nurturing. Jasper, she has red jasper in that one.
Yeah, so these are the ones that we bought. We have a good time with that. And I just want to say, you know, sometimes we we just get inspired by something, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing with 2020, what's inspiring you? Or if you're not inspired, leave it open to, I'm being inspired, and what is inspiring me? You know, what's that thing that's coming through, and I'm coming up with a new, whatever that is.
For instance, do you need to recreate yourself in 2020? Or did you start something in 2019 that you just need to take to the next level?
Mm-hmm. You
know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm very grateful because even though our current version of the Newmont Center started in August of 2018, it really came to fruition in 2019 with all the multi-practitioners mm-hmm. that we have that are there. And so the center has grown not just by square footage, but by population. And those practitioners have brought in their clients. And so we have really created the kind of community that we had been talking about for years.
But one of the things I love about it so much is nobody does what we do. We have all these different modalities that are so unique and
right.
effective. You know, our clients are going to other people in our center and just loving the results
exactly.
that they're getting with the different modalities. So it's really a gift. I feel very, very fortunate for that.
And we have practitioners that after the first of the year that are going to come back and do their one day a week workshops.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're looking for more people. So if you're in the area in Los Angeles or anywhere in the Westlake Village, Agora area, and you are having a modality for, you know, anything holistic, metaphysical, things like that, we're really looking to expand and have more fun in the new year with things like that. So contact us. Let us know.
There's a contact from area code 813. That's Florida.
Well, answer it. It's one of my buddies.
Mainstream Metaphysics. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, this is Robin from Florida.
Hey, hi. Robin from Florida.
You're on with Nick and Audrey. Go ahead.
I have a bit of a cold, so
I hear
my
it.
Voice is a little tacky.
I thought it was just a sexy phone call, Robin.
She would do that, too.
Could be. But I do have a question. I have a very colorful family.
Yes, oh,
and
do.
Let's also remember that I'm not real good on talk shows. I've been embarrassed on talk shows before.
You're amongst friends. We won't embarrass you.
Robert, I'm going to tell that on the talk show at some point because it's the funniest story ever. Good grief. What's up, Robin? What's your question?
Okay, well, my question is I'm sick. Oh. And my family starts coming in from out of town tomorrow. And they're all going to kind of intersect. And I just don't have the energy, I think, or the patience to even deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need some advice on how to stay. And I'm on medication. I haven't been sick in a long time. So I'm on medication, and that always makes me a little bitchy. So I need some advice on how to handle family over the holidays, especially when they don't get along themselves.
I think you're in good company. I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that are having that kind of situation going. So what were you going to say, Nick?
Well, I want to talk a little bit first. First of all, as you're not feeling well, you know, one of the things that that I do when I'm not feeling well is I take time to lie down and I take myself so that I literally remember what it feels like to feel good. I activate the cells in my body so that I'm shifting where I am in the moment, because how you feel is how you feel, and I keep taking myself to remembering what it's like to feel good. And believe it or not, you can activate cellular memory and start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that really works. And that's not just for you. That's for anyone that's listening in. Now, if you're needing entertainment, I would just give all your family members boxing gloves and let them duke it out.
But I have a suggestion.
Yes, let Audrey talk.
That maybe might be a little better than those boxing gloves. So I got to tell you, this is an interesting one, and a lot of people are having that kind of dynamic going on. And what you can do is ahead of time, you know, again, with the intention. So intention ahead of time, you're literally saying, you know what, I don't even know how it's happening, but I'm creating peace in this house. And I'm creating, you start thinking about it ahead of time and start putting the feeling of peace out there. And when your family members start showing up, you say, listen, we're having something new that we're doing this year, and everybody's going to be getting along, and it's going to look like this. So if you're having a moment where you want to get contentious, take it outside and go out to my dock and go look at the water and find a way to communicate where it is intentional and it is constructive, and it's, you know, with kindness for the season. And literally start putting that out there ahead of time. And if you want, I can send you a copy of that constructive communication in my notebook. And so you start just letting your family know ahead of time, this is a holiday where we're all doing something a little bit different. It's the last of this decade, right? So we're going to all be creating something new and different. You can even send out a text to everybody, say, you know what, I'm feeling a little under the weather this year. So everybody's going to be, as a gift to me, being kinder and more compassionate with each other this year. You know, I think that when we set that up ahead of time and you let everybody know this is a new way to be in our family, I think that that can go a long way. How does that feel when I say that?
It feels good. It feels good.
You know what your family listens to.
We've had one other recent interaction where something like that was said, not so eloquently though, and it seemed to work out. So I think that would probably make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps even listening to some of your meditation tapes before they get here, mm-hmm. would probably put me in the right main mindset.
Absolutely.
Robin, there's something I'm picking up that I want to bring up also. I want you to sort of go back a couple weeks ago or whenever you got the inkling of all these people descending upon you, okay? You know, and look at what your thoughts were and thinking about a lot of these people coming together and being invading your house, basically. And it feels to me, if you go back and sort of correct, you know, the, like, anywhere that you had sort of like an oh no into yay, I think that will help you a little bit. Because what I'm getting is that some anticipatory anxiety kicked in a couple weeks ago, and that was leading to the illness. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. That makes sense.
Does that help?
Yeah. Changing my whole thought pattern about the whole thing from a negative to a positive experience.
You know, it's amazing that when we are anticipating something and we have a perception in ourselves that it's something that we have to encounter, and if we anticipate, you know, that, oh, it might not be good, I might not like it, it's amazing what we can, you know, do to our body with negative emotion and feeling. And then when the event comes along and we go, oh, that wasn't so bad.
And Robin, the part of it where, you know, there's this element of having to cook and feed all the people and the things that can be a little overwhelming, just let everybody know everybody's bringing a dish and everybody gets to help out when they're here. You know, don't think that you have to shoulder all of that. You know, really enlist everybody to participate.
I had kind of planned what I wanted to eat, but I am going to ask for help.
Good.
Because I didn't think I was going to be, I don't get sick like I used to. So this just slipped up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not used to the icky feeling from the steroids and stuff.
Oof.
But so all right. I think that was some good advice.
I think we should have like a 5-minute segment on every show going forward called The Adventures of Robin.
Right? And you tell your family if they don't shape up, if they don't be nice, someone will come down there.
They never see The Adventures of Robin.
You know what, Robin? We're going to have another one of these shows where I'm going to tell that story of you in the talk radio. Because that was just a priceless moment. One of the best laughs I've ever had in my life. So Nick
and this is the first talk show I've called into since that day.
Well, you're safe with us.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? Can I tell that story?
Well, you have to ask her permission to tell that story.
Can I tell that story? It's just so funny.
Well, when the timing's right, sure.
Not tonight. We want Robin to feel better.
Well, I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. A pleasure to speak to you both.
Yes, and anybody else out there, if you've got questions, Robin's brave. You can be brave, too. Give us a call and let us know what you're thinking, even if you just want to call and say hi. We love hearing from you.
Absolutely. Robin, feel better. Yeah. Check in with us.
Thank you.
You know, around the holiday, closer to the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
See, I'm telling you, people, the other part of it is there's a lot of people in the country that are just covered with snow and the weather is kind of crazy. And all of this where all the family gets together and you're worried that Uncle Sam is going to get all in a fuss with Aunt Jane. And
right, exactly.
You know, it's ridiculous. But it's people's reality. And right. It's just a challenging time.
Well, and unfortunately, there are sometimes, and I wasn't going to, because I don't know this in her case, but sometimes people have gone through very uncomfortable or unfortunate or traumatic circumstances, you know, at the holidays, and it ruins them for years. We have another call coming in.
Yeah. Is it another 813 number?
Hi, you're on with Mainstream Metaphysics.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Audrey. It's Sherry.
Hey,
how are you?
I just called to say hello.
Hello.
Hello. I love your show. I haven't missed one yet, Nick.
Oh, my God.
I really look forward to it during the week.
Thanks so much for saying that. I really appreciate that.
We love you, Sherry.
I love you guys, too. You know that. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi. I'll let you get to other callers.
Right.
But I'm so excited about the candles. What a brilliant idea with doing the crystals with that, just expanding the whole intention.
I literally got home that day
and I looked at Nick and I was like, I put on my clever panties today. So when you burn them, it looks pretty when you burn them, and then they just drop down into the candle, and then you get to wash it afterwards and you've got all these little crystals.
So we call it the crystal boost. And then on Facebook today, I said it puts our candles on steroids.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I
love
it.
That's a good intention.
I love it.
That's a good mojo.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if I wanted to stop by Dumont Center, what are your hours that you're going to be open with so I could do a little Christmas shopping?
You know what? I'm there the rest of the week. I will be there, you know, call and make an appointment, and Sherry, I said this to Audrey today, and I think I'm going to have to officially announce this. I think on Sunday from 11 to 4, I'm going to do an open house. And for everyone who comes in, they get a little bubbly.
A little bubbly and a little holiday discount and some fun time with Nick Newmont.
How's that?
Oh, that sounds marvelous.
So I'll put that out.
Oh, it's
going
like that.
It's going out to Facebook now, so I just have to write it to everyone formally. Yeah, so 11 to 4 Sunday at the Newmont Center, I will be there, open house. And by the way, we have incredible, and this isn't just for our caller, we have incredible crystals, celestite geodes, quartz and smoky quartz and citrines, along with Audrey's candle of crystal creations.
Gifts from the earth.
Gifts from the earth, exactly. So
and never go wrong with a crystal, ever.
No, it's nature's artwork, and it just keeps giving.
Mm-hmm.
I always call it God's art. But I have to say, Nick, you know I've been collecting crystals for quite a while.
Right.
Yours have such extreme, just, they're so lovely compared to ones that I've gotten before. Just such a superior quality.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. I know when I buy from you, I'm really getting a good quality.
I appreciate you saying that. I really do. Well, I've always said, when it comes to crystals, I always say, if it won't go in my home, it won't go in yours.
Yeah. I never heard you say that, but I like it.
I have said that. But you don't buy crystals from me.
Right?
Lucky Audrey. You are a lucky woman.
And I am lucky.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, but love you bunches.
Love you, too, Sherry. Good to hear
from
you.
Have a good night. See you soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was nice. That really was. Yeah, when it comes to the... We have little bits of crystals, we have tumbled things, we have small pieces, and we have amazing decorator pieces at the Newmont Center.
And we have crystal artwork.
Yes, we do.
It's up there on the walls, available.
And we have it available for sale. And Audrey, if you ever attend a crystal artwork class with Audrey, you will have so much fun.
It is fun. We have a good time with that. So for those of you who are artistic, but not really, where you can I can only draw stick figures, but I can slather some paint on a canvas, and then I put crystals all over it, and I just make these fun pieces of art, and it's a meditation. It's really a lot of fun. So that's going to be coming up in January, and we'll be having some more fun. I just had one, and they made some amazing pieces.
They did.
If you go to Newmont Center on Facebook, you can see some of the pieces that people have made. They were just beautiful.
There was a piece that a teenage girl made, and I was just thrilled with it. And it turns out she did it as an exercise, and I got to keep it. and it's just so cosmic. The paint is black, and you see this. There's glitter and purple and gold going through it. And
yeah, she did a good job.
I'll take a picture of it and post it on Facebook.
You know what? That's something that people can definitely do. So for the new year, for those of you who are, again, you're setting your intentions, and now is the time where you want to start thinking about it. If there's something that you can do that is creative, it's a great meditation. Like when I make those pieces, I'm literally in a meditation when I'm doing it. And it's a great way to, you know, connect and literally just have that downtime where you're just kind of being, and it creates that element of calm and the connection. So think about what those things are that you could do in the new year that would be fun to, you know, use your artistic expression. And that's another fun addition to New Year's intentions.
Yeah, and the pieces of art that, you know, Audrey does some where she has letters stenciled, but a lot of what people do is very free form.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Jackson Pollock with crystals.
We're not quite that messy.
No, they're not messy. I just mean so free form.
I get it. I'm teasing.
I should not refer to anything that's of some kind of art study. Not me.
So what else should we talk about here?
Well, what do you want for Christmas?
Actually, I want an experience. I want to go do something fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what was in the new year.
But there's also something else that you want.
Oh, yeah, that Apple Watch.
Uh-huh, see.
Anybody out there have an Apple Watch? Do you like it? I've been debating getting this Apple Watch or not. You know, sometimes when I'm in session, I can't go for the phone. And if it's an emergency for my kid, it's like, I'm thinking that Apple Watch would be like, oh, yeah, there's a text and there's an emergency. I'm right there. So curious question. For those of you who are watching this on Facebook, text in and let me know, do you have an Apple Watch and do you like it or not? What are the pros? What are the cons with these things? I'm always looking for suggestions. What do you want for Christmas, mister?
The fulfillment of the continuation of something that we have set in motion Okay.
Oh.
That.
Being a little cryptic, are you?
Yep. Not going to talk about that until that.
Big things happening in 2020.
Yep, exactly. Yes. Now, one other thing that I can talk about is that the further expansion of the Newmont Center, and I literally mean that in square footage,
mm-hmm.
that we are working on.
Yes.
And that I do want that, you know, as a holiday gift and a continuing gift. Well, if that's the kind of gift that, in making that happen, that gift is bestowed upon everyone else that comes to the Newmont Center.
Absolutely.
You know, because that just keeps on giving. And, you know, there's, when it comes to the actual concept of gifts, I mean, everybody figures out something that's unique and different for me. I'll point out a few things, but, you know.
Now you're getting something you don't know about. That's the interesting thing about being married to somebody who's a psychic. He's always figuring these things out ahead of time, but I'm getting him something he has nothing, no idea whatsoever, none. So curious question for those of you out there. Have you asked for what you want? Or is there a part of it where it's like, oh, it's too expensive, it's too much, I shouldn't ask for that? You know, are you literally making a list and getting what you, thinking that you're going to get what you want on that list?
That's one. And that's what we talked about on last week's show, was that the Santa Claus theory mm-hmm. of as an adult, go back to what got you gifts as a little kid. Make your list, make your wishes, and really believe that by being good, and as adults we don't apply being good, but owning your intentions and being true to who you are, you know, are you going to manifest what it is that you truly desire? Because we got conditioned out of that once we found out, as at whatever age, that there supposedly was no Santa Claus. I still believe that the spirit of Christmas really does exist, that there are miracles that happen around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But we were told that, no, from this point, life is hard. Everything you get, you're going to earn. And that's really depressing. We know we can manifest. So there's still time. This is only, you know, depending on your holiday, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas, you still have time, you know, to wish for whatever it is that you want.
And then there's the other part of it about giving, because it's a reciprocity. You know, it's about receiving and then about giving. Are you giving? Are you giving and thinking, I have it to give? Or is there a part of you that's like, oh, I can't give, I don't have enough money, I don't have this or I don't have that? So if you can't give with actual physical gifts, like money kind of gifts, so you have to buy something, are you giving with your time? Are you mm-hmm. giving with something that you're creative with? You know, there's all these different ways to give. And I think sometimes people get stuck on the fact that maybe they've had a year where their income went down, or they've had a year of health struggles, or whatever it is that caused a lack of, you know, financial abundance. But that doesn't mean that we don't have abundance. So think about how you can give if it's not coming from a financial place. How can you give of your time or of your service or, you know, something, you know, be creative with it.
Exactly. And if you are giving, you know, if it is time, if you're going to volunteer somewhere, don't do it because somebody told you to do it. Do it because it's coming from the heart.
Yes.
That's really important. You know, for all of anyone that's ever seen Audrey's graph and the electromagnetic output of the heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're in a place of appreciation, it's up at 700,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Yep. So whatever you're going to do, do it because you're genuine with it,
mm-hmm.
not because it's like, maybe I should do that. You know, if it's like that, then just stay home, you know? But, you know, be with people. This is a time to enjoy and to be enjoyed with people in whatever capacity that is, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, whoever it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy this time. And it's not for me, it's not just the day of Christmas. It's like I enjoy the time, as Audrey knows, weeks in advance when I put up decorations and do all that.
He loves the lights, just saying.
Well, it's not, you can't see our house from a satellite. It's not like that at all. It's no, but I do like decorating, and the kids have always appreciated it.
You're like that character in the movie, you know, where they're across the street from each other. And
no, I'm not. I'm not Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick. Danny DeVito. Not at all. Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
No, I have enough aura. I light up.
That's
so
funny.
Does she. So, as we get close to start winding down, when it comes to giving, is there someone that you know that's been down? It's not just about going out and, you know, joining a charity or, you know, volunteering. Is there someone that you know that's gone through a little rough time that just by picking up the phone, you know, you can help lift them up? You know, the spirit of Christmas, you know, exists in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And part of giving is just in some way, shape, or form, reaching out to someone, and that makes them feel good. And when someone else feels good, you'll feel good. Trust me. Because when you do that, their heart activates, and that goes straight to your heart. And you know that feeling when you've made someone feel good.
Yeah.
So reach out to someone. You know, give them the gift of a phone call.
Reach out and touch.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Becky's wondering if she can call in, or is it too late?
No, we've got a couple minutes. Yes, go ahead. Call in.
Call in right now, Becky. Ask your
operators
question.
Are standing by. And wait, there's more. So while we're waiting for this caller, I do want to say, you know, thank you for, you know, the last couple months that we've had the show. We are the Newmont Center in Agoura Hills. If you'd like to reach me, I'm at 818-865-8770. If you'd like to reach Audrey, you can reach her at
818-665-6165.
Or you can see us on Facebook, or you can see our website at
either newmontcenter.net or audreynewmont.com
or nicknewmont.com.
And we'd love to hear from you. If you ever have any questions, just contact us, and we'd love to share our information or anything that you're interested in.
As I said, I'm going to open up the center this coming Sunday from 11 to 4. If you are looking for a very special gift, or you'd like to get a gift certificate giving whether Audrey or myself to someone that can use it, here comes our caller, and we have a couple minutes left. Hello.
Hi, this Nick?
Yes, it is.
My question for your show tonight is, how would one stay more or less grounded during the holidays when there's higher levels of traffic and...
Put hematite in your socks.
Right. I'm literally holding up our grounding candle. You know, if you want to stay more grounded.
Oh, you know, I missed some of this show, so sorry.
I'm teasing. So if you want to stay more grounded, take those few minutes in the day where when you find yourself starting to go down the hill and you're getting more anxious, more stressed, more worried, whatever those things are, literally stop your car, which means stop you, stop your body, and take that time to, number one, breathe and just ground yourself in the moment. Literally be present in where you're at. And a good mantra that I like to hold is, I'm grounded, I'm centered, I'm focused, I'm calm. I'm grounded, I'm centered, I'm focused, I'm calm. And do that for just a few times and literally put your attention maybe on your feet. And bring your awareness up into your ankles, into your legs, and just be present in your body and focus on what you're doing in the moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we find ourselves starting to go into other areas, it's like we're thinking about what we have to do, or we're getting anxious about all of that stuff. So it'll all get done. So you literally say, everything's going to work out with my best and highest happening.
And I have all the time in the world to accomplish what I need to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah, just be present. I'm grounded and centered. I'm focused. I'm calm.
All right.
I really love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful for you and all that you do in our community.
We love you
and
too.
And the presence that you guys emit is amazing. And the level of awareness that you guys share is outstanding. And I want to say thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
you. I know it's having a ripple effect and it's creating impact for a lot of people.
Thank you.
We might not say it, but it's true.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that. We really do. See, that lifts everybody's hearts.
Yes.
You say that.
Yes.
Listen, unfortunately, we have to cut off. We're about to go.
I love you, Mary. Mary,
absolutely.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Merry
Anytime.
Christmas.
Bye.
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 Perfect timing. Listen, we have to go. We are done. And thank you all for watching or listening. I'm Nick Newmont. It's Audrey Newmont. We wish you incredible holidays. And we will see you back here, or hear you back here next week. This is Mainstream Metaphysics, and we are the Newmonts.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.